Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Off the ball breakfast.
But I thought you liked Amram. You thought Amram looked good too.
He did. He also looked very well.
I never liked his hair. It's important to be hot.
He was doing too much, but he didn't do so. Yeah.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Gary, what a game we've seen here this evening. Manchester United taking all 3 points against the Gunners, the top of the Premier League table, and are they starting to show a little bit of that mental fragility that we saw last season?
And listen, they're still in such a good position, Arsenal, but it'll be frustration, no doubt about that, from the players to the manager and certainly the supporters, and we sensed it throughout the game. Even when they were chasing it late on, Arteta, he brings on four players, and so much has been made about him getting this quintessential number nine, top striker, also, and a maverick number 10. Gyökeres comes on, Eze comes on, they're chasing that equaliser, they just don't open up United at all. Michael Carrick had his team so well organised defensively, that was so impressive, that performance, and thoroughly deserved.
Yep, I'll come back to United in a second, but just on Arsenal, was there any kind of part of the pitch or players that you maybe felt that let them down this evening?
No, not necessarily. I think ultimately when Zubimendi gives away a goal as cheaply as he did, that's a frustrating thing because he's so clean on the ball, so composed, so assured. So these things happen. But even when Arsenal got back to 2-2 late on, the energy in the stadium just ramped up again. You're thinking there can only be one outcome. And then suddenly United showed unbelievable character. And it's a sensational goal by Konya, who was brought on to replace Mbeumo. Michael Carrick, I mean, listen, it feels as if he can't do anything wrong at the moment. Even his substitutions came off, and that was such an impressive United performance on the back of that swashbuckling one last week against City.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I did mention Arsenal are playing the Champions League this week. A game against Colorado Almaty is probably a good game if you want to get your confidence back on track.
Yeah.
But then it's away to Leeds United. We've seen a few teams coming to proper at Elland Road this season.
Yeah.
That's not going to be an easy tie to try and get back into the Premier League race.
No, it won't.
Or to stay in the top.
Yeah, Arsenal have gotten themselves into a brilliant position, top of the Champions League. I expect them to rest a lot of players and give these players a breather, just allow their minds to have a step back from it, just reassess where they are, that they're in a great position. But you're quite right to reference Leeds in terms of what Daniel Farker has done. Going to that back five, it's rejuvenated Leeds, and it'll be a tough one. The atmosphere will be white hot at Elland Road, but they've got to do it. They've got to respond, and Arsenal normally do, and that is the challenge ahead of these players. I'd expect them to be firing in all cylinders come next weekend.
Yep. Well, the United away support is certainly firing in all cylinders behind us. They're finally starting to go out of the ground, Gary. But just to ask you about Carrick, because you talk about some brilliant performances out there from their players. Thing is, they have that lovely balance of a bit of flair up front because you saw the brilliant goals from Dorgu and Bouma and Kulia especially, but then at the back, not just the defenders playing well, but they show character, and we haven't seen that from United this season.
No, we haven't, and I just felt they were so well organised. They initially came into the game, really good defensive structure. The two wide men were dropping back into a back six and literally denying any spaces for Arsenal to play. Arsenal so good in the pockets normally. And at that time, you're thinking, OK, this is a great defensive structure, but you're going to have to be an offensive threat, otherwise you're going to have to defend for the whole 90 minutes. So you thought, this can't continue. Michael Carrick then in the second half recognised that, the message would have been, stay in the game. Don't give yourself a mountain to climb early on at the Emirates because Arsenal will run all over you. He made the changes in that second half. Then Amad Diallo and Dorgu started playing more advanced, more in support of Mbeumo, and that's how they got that goal. Dorgo in and around Bruno, who pushed further up in that 10 position as well, linked brilliant. He got a sensational goal, and they were well worthy of it. It wasn't something that just came out of nowhere. You felt that second half, they started so well and built on it, and crucially got the goal when they needed to, and Arsenal just didn't respond.
We found out during the week Casemiro was going to leave at the end of the season. They did have an option of another season for Casemiro. Now look, I think at 33 it's probably the right decision.
Yeah, it's a financial,
but then you see it today and you're kind of going,
it's a financial commitment to it in terms of that. But do you know what's incredible? At the final whistle, Martinez went running over to Casemiro, grabbed him like that, and then started nutting him. And I was thinking, what's happening here? Is there a fight? But they weren't. So Casemiro nutted him back, but they were celebrating as South Americans do. But it was incredible. Both of them put their bodies on the line. Really impressive performance in terms of a 4-4-2 for United. Pretty basic stuff, but executed so well in terms of the distances, because Arsenal were good in terms of moving you around, their athleticism. They couldn't find any spaces. They were well coached today, and that's not something you can say about United over the last couple of seasons.
Thanks a million, Gary. What an evening we've had here at the Emirates Stadium. Don't forget, Off the Ball next week, we'll have Manchester United at home to Fulham, and of course Tottenham against Manchester City.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Off the Ball breakfast.
But I thought you all liked Amram. You thought Amram looked good too.
He did. He also looked very well.
I never liked his hair. It's important to be hot.
He was doing too much with the new stuff.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.